My missionary dream fulfilled at last. For many years, I dreamed of serving a full-time mission. But when I returned home after university graduation, I saw how badly my family needed me. My father's health was challenged, and the family needed financial help. As the eldest of four children, I felt I should stay home and help. Heavenly Father blessed me with a decent job. Though it didn't pay much, it was enough to get by. Whenever I was asked about serving a full-time mission, I answered that I would. Every time I said this, however, my mother would look at me with a mixture of excitement and sadness in her eyes. I knew that if I asked to go, she would say yes and quietly keep in her heart apprehension of losing family income. A few years passed, and a worthy priesthood holder asked me to marry him in the temple. I said yes, and we were later blessed with three children, two girls and one boy. One of our greatest joys was when our son left for his mission. A spirit of comfort and peace filled our home. It seemed to me that a portion of my longing to serve a mission had been filled. I was excited when my eldest daughter said she also wanted to serve a mission. Every week in the mission field, she sent me stories of her work. Her testimony inspired me and filled me with the missionary spirit. I prayed for missionary opportunities every day. One day, I was inspired to ask a friend through a private message on social media if she would be interested in meeting with the missionaries. She said, yes. I filled out an online referral form on the church website, and soon the missionaries began to teach her. In 3 months, she joined the church. Her children followed a few months later. As the Spirit directed me, I invited other friends to listen to the missionaries. When my daughter came home, I too felt that I had completed 18 months of missionary service. Heavenly Father knew the desires of my heart and what was best for my family and me. I'm grateful He granted my desire to serve as a missionary, which had dwelt in my heart for so long. Jean Daniel DeRoy, Ontario, Canada. Read by Rena Nelson.